Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Tuesday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebefe hanging with you guys here this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Eagles win over the Green Bay Packers, 10-7. Compelling football game. I'm not just saying that I'm trying to sell the game. I don't work for the NFL. You know, like NFL games are awesome. I love it, but like I'm not paid by them to say that the game was good. But I did think it was actually entertaining, despite that there were only 17 points scored in the game. Like, it was not the same 10-7 as Raiders Broncos. Like, that was, I don't know what that was. I still want my money back from Roger Goodell for having to sit through 3.5 hours of that game. But last night I thought was at least somewhat interesting throughout, as points were at a premium, but we did see the team actually being able to move the football, which was not what we saw in Denver between the Raiders and the Broncos. We're going to get to the Heisman Trophy here quickly, but I did want to mention this story out of LSU, because this to me is just, put this in the column of why are we doing this? And Brian Kelly, the LSU head coach who was fired last month, apparently Brian Kelly is having to file a lawsuit against the LSU Board of Supervisors, because Brian Kelly's attorney, this is me reading the article from Dan Wetzel over at ESPN, Kelly's attorney said LSU has taken the position that it has not, quote, formally terminated Kelly as the LSU football coach. The school, according to the petition for a declaratory judgment, is now seeking to fire Kelly for, quote, cause, and potentially avoid paying a full buyout of nearly $54 million. The filing claims that LSU informed Kelly's representatives of this position on Monday. According to a copy of the suit obtained by ESPN, LSU's representatives had a call with Coach Kelly's representatives where LSU took the position that Coach Kelly had not been formally terminated and informed Coach Kelly's representatives for the very first time that LSU believed grounds for termination for cause existed. The 48-page lawsuit was filed in the 19th Judicial District for the parish of East Baton Rouge just hours after this call. According to the filing, Kelly's lawyers are seeking a, quote, declaratory judgment confirming that LSU's termination of Coach Kelly is without cause and that Coach Kelly is entitled to receive the full liquidated damages provided in his contract. It goes on to talk about more stuff there in the article. But, I mean, like, come on. LSU, what are you... I know we all don't like Brian Kelly, and it seems like he's like the worst person in college football or whatever, and everyone thinks he's so unpopular. But like, this is pretty ridiculous for LSU. You're trying to get out of the buyout now by saying like, oh, we actually haven't formally. Now we have. What's the cause? Tell us the cause. He didn't win football games. Like, that's not cause. Like, nobody's getting you can't say we fired him with a cause because he was bad at his job. Like, no, nobody's ever said that. You have to do some wild stuff to get fired with a cause or NCAA violations. And, you know, like, this to me, LSU is dead set on making their job as unattractive as possible. And I don't think they're going to succeed, because I think once the dust settles, everyone realizes how much talent is down there and how good of a job it is. I mean, Ed Orgeron won a national title there, for God's sake. Like, I think other people are going to realize, okay, hey, that's a place where you can win. But boy, do you want to get down to that chaos? What's going on with the governor and the board of supervisors? There's no president, and now they're trying to get out of, weasel their way out of paying Brian Kelly's buyout? Like, that doesn't look like an attractive job to me. It doesn't look like there's stability down there in Baton Rouge. I don't understand why they think that this is necessary, and I get it. Hey, paying $54 million, not a great deal. who wants to do that voluntarily? Nobody. But that's the deal that you signed. If you didn't want to pay him $54 million on a buyout, you shouldn't have signed him to the contract. You shouldn't have hired him. So now is not the time to say, we're going to fire you with cause. Come on. Be a grown-up. Be for real. Pay the man his $54 million and get on with your coaching search, because this is just stupidity right now. And it makes you look bad, and it makes you look like you're a chaotic program, which is not what you want, where there's going to be a boatload of openings and a lot of coaches who are going to have their pickings come the end of the regular season. All right, I got that off my chest. That is LSU and their nonsense with Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly, go get your money, dog. If they don't care, at least Femi cares, all right? So go get your money. Let's talk about the Heisman Trophy, because we have a favorite in Ohio State quarterback Julian Sain that I don't think should actually be the favorite. So over at BetMGM, Julian Sain is a +160 favorite. You have Fernando Mendoza at +175, the Indiana quarterback who had the Heisman moment to Omar Cooper against Penn State this past Saturday. Alabama QB Ty Simpson's +550. Texas A&M quarterback Marcel Reed +750.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But before we get into the analysis, here's what the Athletic Heisman Straw Poll had to say earlier this morning. For the fifth consecutive week, the winner of the Straw Poll is Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza. And this week, he won it in a landslide. 21 of the first place votes went to Fernando Mendoza. That's up from 15 from last week as he once again won the poll. Sain has one first place vote. He came in second. Simpson came in third with also one first place vote. Jeremiah Love, the Notre Dame running back, is up to fourth with one first place vote. And Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback, he has one first place vote, and he is at fifth. And then Ohio State's Jeremiah Smith and Georgia Tech's Haynes King round out the top seven. Those are the guys that all got first place votes in this poll. But Fernando Mendoza, far and away, winning this poll in a landslide after his Heisman moment down there in Happy Valley. So what are we to do with this information? Because according to the Heisman Straw Poll, this thing's not close. Now, I don't believe that's how it's going to play out at the end of the season, but it is pretty telling that Fernando Mendoza and the conversation coming out of that game is that that's the Heisman moment we've been waiting for. And as I've said over the last few weeks, probably even a month now with the Heisman Trophy, is the best story in college football is the Indiana Hoosiers, by far. Indiana's 10-0, the second-ranked team in the country. That's the best story in college football. And Fernando Mendoza, alongside Kurt Cignetti, is the face of that story. He's the quarterback, and he's the guy that had the game-winning drive in hostile environment out there in Happy Valley. So why is Julian Sain the favorite? It's a great question. To be frank, I think it has a lot to do with liability. And I don't think Julian Sain should be the favorite. But also, as we say with these awards and projecting forward, you have to project and bake in the fact that Julian Sain's team is likely to run the table. And that's why the betting market is adamant that Sain should be the favorite. So this weekend, they host UCLA, 31.5 point favorite, whatever, they're going to win against UCLA. That's an easy game. Then they're hosting Rutgers the next week, and then it's at Michigan. That's the tough game, the Michigan game. That's the game they haven't been able to win, is the Michigan game. And it's in Ann Arbor. Big noon kickoff. It'll be a massive game. A lot of people will be watching Michigan hosting Ohio State. If Sain has a big game against Michigan, he'll still maintain favorite status. But the Big Ten title game, to me, feels like what's going to ultimately decide this award. And Sain versus Mendoza, if Ohio State bludgeons Indiana and blows them out, I think that Sain has a chance to win the award. Not that it's a slam dunk, because I'm not sure if everyone's like all the way there with Julian Sain being the Heisman Trophy winner, because what's the thing that everyone says about Ohio State? Well, anybody could play quarterback there. All you got to do is throw the ball to Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. And look at this defense. And look how dominant they are. Like, it doesn't feel like any of those Ohio State guys are seen as like Heisman Trophy winner or story of the college football season. And that's the problem he runs into. So even though there's a good chance that he's 13-0 by the time the ballots are due, do people really feel great about Julian Sain as the Heisman winner? I think people would feel great about Mendoza, even in a loss to Ohio State. And as long as it's not completely embarrassing to where it's like the vibes are terrible and like you don't really feel good about writing that name down, they lose like, I don't know, well, let's say they lose 31-21. Yeah, I think Fernando Mendoza wins the Heisman Trophy. Now, if they lose 48-10... Then it gets dicey. And then maybe it opens up to a guy like Ty Simpson at Alabama or even some other guys. But I think the bottom line here is that there are certain guys that are a part of the story of the season and there are certain guys who are not. Julian Sain, I don't think he's there. He has a chance to get there maybe with a big win over Michigan, big win over Indiana, but right now he's not there. And right now the story is Fernando Mendoza. What happens if Mendoza stumbles before the Big Ten title game? Then what? Well, he better beat Ohio State. Because if he doesn't do that, and they're a two-loss Indiana team, he ain't winning the Heisman Trophy. And then who would pick up the pieces? You could point to Ty Simpson as a guy. But even Ty Simpson, I'm not in love with him at price. I mean, he's plus 550. This week, Bama's hosting Oklahoma. Oklahoma defense is good. Brent Venables, I criticize him quite a bit. But if there's something that he can do, it is coach defense. That's not an easy game. And the total sitting at 45.5 for a reason, despite Alabama being a 6.5 point favorite. So let's say he just has like a mediocre game against Oklahoma. Then it's sight unseen hosting Eastern Illinois. Shout out to Tony Romo and Sean Payton. And then it's the Iron Bowl at Auburn, which like that game doesn't have as much juice. I know it's the Iron Bowl, but Auburn, I mean, it's fired coach and it's not that great of a team. SEC title game against Texas A&M. Could that be the game where it's Simpson versus Marcel Reed? I just don't know if I'm there with Simpson at price. If you told me Simpson was 20-1, great, I'd take a stab. But at 5-1, given the fact that he's 13th in the country in QBR, I don't really see it's justified. Marcel Reed, he's plus 750. He's a stud on one of the best teams in the country. You notice how I didn't mention him when I talk about the Athletic straw poll. It's because he didn't get a single vote. Not a first place vote, not a second place vote, not even a third place vote. Fair or unfair, for some reason, he's not resonating, and he's plus 750. I think this is a prime example of the betting market just being just a little too stubborn to what people are actually saying. And to me, Marcel Reed, in a weird way, and it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, not a one-to-one, but to me, he feels like the guy that is like the Michael Penix Jr. of the situation from 2023. Like, if you go back to that 2023 season, Bo Nix was in the driver's seat to win the Heisman Trophy. And had Oregon beat Washington in the Pac-12 title game, Bo Nix probably wins the Heisman, and it's not Jaden Daniels. And Jaden Daniels was chilling at home. What did he need to win the Heisman? He needed Michael Penix Jr. to beat Bo Nix for a second time. I think for some of these outside shots, like let's say if you're a Diego Pavia or a Haynes King or one of those kind of guys, you need Marcel Reed to play the spoiler in the SEC title game and beat Ty Simpson. And I wouldn't ever bet Pavia at 25-1 because one, he's on a bye week. But I think right now, Reed is a cross off. Simpson is close to being a cross off. And at the end of the day, like what I've been saying over the last few weeks, I think Fernando Mendoza is just the guy right now, and he should be the favorite. But for some reason at BetMGM, Ohio State's Julian Sain is. So if you had to bet it, I think plus 175 on Fernando Mendoza or putting him into a parlay is a way to bet the Heisman Trophy heading into week 12. On the other side, Nick will give us his thoughts on what we saw last night with the Eagles' win over the Green Bay Packers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.